My name is Alicia Garner, and I am from Peoria.
Choosing the right home loan specialist is just as important as choosing the right home to buy. Alicia chose Stacy Borjo from Busey Bank.
I went ahead and did all the pre-approval information through Stacy, got all that backing so that when I was ready to make that offer on the house, they knew that we were ready to go. It was just a really comfortable transaction. She has a very unique approach. It's more of a partnership, a friendship. She gets to know you. You don't feel pressured. I think that's a big thing, especially in sales. You don't ever want to be crowded by someone who's always trying to say, you know, go for that sale, get it right now. And you just didn't feel that with her. You didn't feel stressed out like I have a million things to do. She took the initiative to do extra things that I would have had to do. So I just really appreciated that extra level of service.
Hi, I'm Stacy Borjo. I'll be here with you from start to finish, and I'll work as hard as I can to make sure you're taking advantage of everything that's available to you. Before you buy a home, call me. It's free, there's no risk, and no obligation.
Call Stacy at 303-1542. That's 303-1542.
Business, industry, community.
And there's the president. He's coming out. He came out first. I see Aaron Shack with him. I see Ray LaHood with him.
Family. Leadership.
The Peoria of today is in much better shape than the Peoria of 25 years ago.
It's everything that makes Peoria, Peoria. It's in the neighborhood.
Welcome to In the Neighborhood on 1470 WMBD with your hosts, Tim Johnson and Stacy Borjo. Tim is a realtor with Traders Realty, and Stacy is a mortgage lender at Busey Bank. And together, they have their finger on the heartbeats of the heartland. Each week at this time, they sit down with the people who move the Peoria area. People in your community that lead organizations, businesses, and government. These are the people in your neighborhood. You'll learn who they are, what they're involved in, and why. It's In the Neighborhood with Tim Johnson and Stacy Borjo.
Hi, Stacy.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Today we're talking about two organizations we're both personally involved with. I'm talking with Darren Martin of the Pumpkin Classic.
For that lovely upcoming run. And I've got Matt George with Cancer Center from Healthy Living coming in.
Great. Let's roll. We're here with Darren Martin of the Pumpkin Classic, part of Morton's Pumpkin Festival. Tell us a little bit about the actual race.
The Pumpkin Classic is, I believe, the longest standing year-over-year race in Central Illinois. River City Race Management helps us do the timing for the race, and as far as they know, there's no other race that's been going on as long as ours. It's about 40 years old. There's limited records on that, but I think we've been going since the early 1970s. So it's been going for quite some time, along with the Pumpkin Festival. It's the anchor event for the Pumpkin Festival. So the festival starts on Wednesdays and runs through Saturday. The race is always on Saturday morning, this year, September 17th at 7:30.
We always have a good number of people. What kind of numbers did we have last year?
Last year was our biggest year, actually. We just cleared over 1,000 people last year between the 2-mile and the 10K. I think we were right around 1,100.
Okay.
With about 400 walkers and in the range of 700 10K runners.
So if people aren't interested in doing the long run, they can do the shorter run?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of people that do the 2-mile. In fact, the nice thing about the race is it's kind of a family event. In fact, you see a lot of people that come back into town for the Pumpkin Festival. That's kind of a Morton tradition. A lot of class reunions at that time. And so you see a lot of groups that'll show up on Saturday morning, many of which have not run a mile all year, and they decide that they're going to do the 2-mile, or the more adventurous will sign up for the 10K on that morning and come on out and run. So,
last year we did a lot of upgrades. What are some of those upgrades that are happening this year?
Yeah, last year Tim and I and Bart Rinkenberger took over as the co-chairs, and we tried to get a little bit more of a runner's flavor to it. It's always been a good family event, and it's been exceptionally well run by the previous chairs, but we wanted to get a little bit more of a runner's run into the 10K. So some of the things we added were we added chip timing, so you get the little chips that go on your shoe, and it gets you more of an official time. We also added some cash prizes at the end rather than trophies, which some people enjoyed that. We've added online registration. Last year we tried the online registration. It didn't work as well as we would have liked, so we made another change to that this year using a company called Active.com, which does a lot of the major races in the area. I know they do Champagne Marathon, and I think Steamboat uses them as well. So it's pretty commonly used online registration.
Yeah. There's a little nepotism here in that I do co-chair this race with Darren and Bart. We also added last year the finisher's medals.
That's right, yep. We had finisher medals last year, and we're bringing all those things back this year. We had some good response. One thing we're adding this year that I think will also be another benefit is we're trying to ramp up the post-race area. Last year we did a few things along that line, but this year we've got a separate sponsor just for the post-race finish. So PNC Bank, who our finish line is right in front of their bank, is going to be the sponsor for just that piece of it. So they'll have their own separate little post-race party, if you will, for all the finishers. So that'll be nice.
So what kind of course are we talking about? This hilly, flat? Would you call this a medium, easy run?
Dead flat. Morton has no hills, so unless you go over an overpass in Morton, you don't get any elevation. So this one's very flat. Starts, like I say, over on First Street, runs out into the country a little bit if you're in the 10K. So it can get a little bit breezy, but generally speaking, it is as flat as they can get. So it's a pretty fast run.
And will you guys have water stops along the way?
We do. We've got water stops every mile. And we're going to try to also add another thing this year with getting some local entertainers maybe along the way, a couple of bands, maybe some cheerleader squads, some things along that line.
The cheerleaders definitely make a big difference when you're running. I know that from experience. And the water stops is hugely important, too. So that's awesome. So you said every mile there's going to be a water stop.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So even for those not-so-experienced runners, you're going to have that nice little break, and then you can keep on running because that's how many miles is that?
A 10K is, what, 6.2 miles mm-hmm. in that range? So it's a bit of a trek.
You just did a 26-mile run?
Well, not consecutively, Tim, but I did just complete the Chicago to Peoria St. Jude run, and I did end up running 26 miles, which was a pretty insane number. But I got to take a lot of breaks and definitely a lot of water in between to make that possible. So.
Yeah. The nice thing about the 10K really is that, as I said earlier, you get some people that literally don't run a mile all year, and then they sign up every year for that 10K and they try to go and complete it. So you get a range of runners, some that are out there that run very regularly. In fact, our race is positioned pretty well in the calendar for people that are training for a fall marathon. I know the Chicago mm-hmm. Marathon is about 4 weeks after our race, which typical marathon training programs, 4 to 6 weeks ahead of your actual marathon, they have you run a 10K race. So you get a bit of a race feel, and it's another little motivator right at the end of your training program to push you through to the end of the program. So
yeah, there's a training group right now that I'm actually a part of that they're training for a half marathon. And you can do that as a half marathon or a relay that's right before your race, I believe. So
great.
It's all perfect timing.
Yeah.
The website is pumpkinclassic.com.
Yes, and we have a Facebook page, I think, that you can find off of mm-hmm. the off of the website.
That's also Pumpkin Classic off of Facebook. So
yep.
Facebook.com/Pumpkin Classic.
Okay. Can you sign up that day also for us procrastinators?
You can sign up that day. The only downside of that is that we don't guarantee any T-shirts for the race if you sign up after there's a certain date. I think it's September 1st in that range. You have to have signed up by then so that we can get our T-shirt orders in and make sure we get one for those people.
Okay, so the date and time of the race again?
September 17th, 7:30 a.m.
On a Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We're here with Darren Martin of the Pumpkin Classic. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
This morning I have my longtime friend Matt George here with me. Thanks for coming, Matt.
I appreciate it.
Matt and I are on the board for the Cancer Center of Healthy Living together, and so I wanted to bring him in to talk about that, and then we'll start off, though. Matt, are you from the Peoria area, or tell us about yourself?
Well, I grew up in Danville and graduated high school in 88 and went over to U of I and graduated there in 92. I played tennis, and I got into fundraising at a very early age. I had a friend of mine in high school, and he had leukemia, and I was 16 years old, and I wanted to do something for him, and so we put together a fundraiser, and it raised $3,000 on a weekend, and it really, I haven't stopped. I'm 41 now and still raising funds for cancer patients, and after that, went into college and had a famous football cousin, Jeff George, and he was the quarterback, and we roomed together, and using his star power and some of our friends that played in the NFL, eventually we started doing fundraisers in college at Illinois and started raising huge amounts of money by the age of 20. We were doing some pretty big fundraisers, raising $50,000, $60,000 and bringing in some pretty high-powered names. And I usually don't tell this story much, but the first big fundraiser I did, we had Walter Payton as the guest. And so he was my idol growing up, and I always wanted to do something with him. And that's a whole nother long story, but I went back and forth and negotiating to try to get him to come to Champaign, and he ended up saying yes.
Wow.
And it was really cool, and we raised $50,000-$60,000 that night. My junior year in college, Jeff had just been drafted number one by the Indianapolis Colts, and so I was without a roommate, but we started putting together his foundation. And so we started the 501c3 paperwork, and knowing that when I graduated, I would take over his foundation, and ended up running the foundation for 10 years. It's still going on as we speak. The foundation opened in 1990, and it's still going on. I still help him with some fundraising here and there, and he's put a lot of his own money into this foundation for and right now the focus is the mobile mammogram units. He actually purchased those units for in Indianapolis, and they go around to different areas and low-income areas, and they give free mammograms to women. And that's the focus of the foundation now. It originally started, it was the funds raised were for child abuse and for leukemia. I've been in the nonprofit world my whole life.
And how long have you been at the Cancer Center now?
I've been there about 4 years. I moved to Peoria about 11, 12 years ago when I was just winding down the Jeff George Foundation job, and I wanted to start something new and be in a new city. And so my dad lives here, and I decided to move to Peoria and move my family here. And it's been fun. I was the president at Youth Farm for 6 years and ran that nonprofit. And it was a pretty big merger. We merged with Children's Home here in town. Then after that was complete, I stepped down and took over as the Cancer Center for Healthy Living. And we just completed a merger with the Holt Center there. And so it's been a fun ride. I've had different opportunities. I've been lucky enough to sit here and look and maybe start a new business or go into the for-profit world. But doing what I do on a daily basis and seeing the people and seeing what the community gets out of it is really what keeps me going. It's what I love to do, and it's why I get up in the morning. It's that drive inside of you. It's that competitiveness that, you want to be the best at what you do. And I feel that way for this community.
We had Elizabeth Grant in one of our prior shows. She talked about her escape into the cancer center and just loved to be able to escape to get away from the issues that she was dealing as far as cancer goes. Mm-hmm. What are the different things, the services that Cancer Center provides?
Well, it's such a unique organization. It's the only one south of Chicago in the whole state of Illinois that really provides three different parts of the business. The first part is the counseling side, and it's a huge side where we have one-on-one counseling, we have group counseling, we have online counseling, we have an online library. Our counselor speaks for all different types of organizations, including United Way, Komen, Caterpillar, and that's one part of the business. The second part is the dietetic side. And on the dietetic side, we do everything from administer tube feedings to when a cancer patient gets their diagnosis, and most people don't realize they associate cancer with losing weight because of radiation or chemo. That's usually not the case with breast cancer patients. Most breast cancer patients gain weight. So our dietitian puts together different menus and different cooking demos and different things so the patient's body can be nourished. That's one of the things that she does. But it's mainly we have offices at the Holt Center, and we have offices out at Illinois Cancer Care. And what I like about what we do is when a patient is in need, were there. And to give, just to throw out some examples of some numbers here, we had 1,252 new clients last year, patients that walked through our doors. Those are non-duplicated numbers, and those numbers are staggering when you look at an organization as small as ours, but one that really does so much and has so many different facets to it. That's over 25 different patients walking in a week. And just to throw out a few other stats, you know, there's 1,000 patients that walk through the doors of Illinois Cancer Care every week. And it's staggering. And you know, when you look at the stats right now of one of every three women will get cancer and one of every two men will have some sort of cancer by the age of 70, I think there's a definite need in this community to have services outside of the regular treatment that they go through. The third part that we do is the healthy living part, and that's just kind of the fun part. I like to think of it as that's where Elizabeth, she comes for our cancer massage program, which is very, very popular. It's on a 6-week waiting list. We also have all different types of exercise and yoga and tai chi and all of those types of classes. But it's a three-pronged business. The real cool thing about what we do is everything's free. It's the if you need to go talk to our counselor, there's no charge. If you need to sit down and have our dietitian map out a game plan for your diet and how you're going to eat, there's no charge. The only thing we do charge for is a small fee for the massage therapist, and that's a $25 fee. But everything besides that is it's all free, and that's what's cool about our organization, because both the Holt Center and the Cancer Center for Healthy Living, all of the funds that we get, whether it's from corporate donors, whether it's from individual donors, grants, you name it, all of the funds stay local. And there's a handful of nonprofits in this town where they can't say that.
So your organization is volunteer-driven?
We have 5 full-time employees. We have 150 volunteers in the combined organizations. And really, it's really what makes a nonprofit go. It's everything from, in this last year, going through the merger with the Holt Center, our board, most people don't think of board members as volunteers, but they are. And we have now 28 talented people who I have access to as being the director of the combined agency. I have access to lawyers, bankers, nurses, you name it. And so the talent level is very high. But we had over 100 meetings in this merger just in the last year. And that takes a toll on an individual. And you got to look at it too. Most board members are on other committees or on fundraising committees, and then they have their regular life. And when you do something like what we did with this merger, I can't tell you how much respect there is from me to the board members of what they do.
I know just recently, Matt, you came and spoke at another networking group that I'm in, and we had a gentleman that said a little one was just diagnosed with leukemia. Unfortunately, my thought process went, well, that's a little one. You know, what can we do? And you had that immediate awesome response of, we've got counselors
right
for those parents.
There's two things. So we have the counselors, which most of the time the young children are 10 times stronger than the parents. You know, I have 4 daughters, and I put myself there and don't like to go there, but, you know, what would I do? How would I react? And I know how I'd react. It would be awful. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of people think they can handle all of these different pressures themselves, and it's really not true. And I think the tide's turning. I think even in this last 5 years that people now are reaching out more. They need help, and it's not embarrassing to ask for help. And that had always been, especially with men, it had always been an issue. You know, if a male has prostate cancer, I don't want anybody to know that I've got that. I don't want to go talk to somebody about having that or you know, the issues that come along with prostate cancer. I'm going to throw out another stat that's pretty interesting. 4 years ago, the male population that came through the doors at the Cancer Center for Healthy Living was 4%, and it's 23% today. And that really says a lot for the programs that we offer there and for this community. But we also have another program called Kids Connected, and that's through a Komen grant through the Holt Center. And that's a really, really neat program to where it helps the kids go through counseling if the parents have cancer. And so we have it's kind of the reverse role. So we can refer and direct to each other, and that's part of some of the synergies that were put together and when we were molding this merger together. There were similarities on both sides. The missions are very similar, and at the bottom line was, how do we save money from our donors and put them to better use for this community? And that's how we looked at it.
So you also came here today to talk about the upcoming Uncorked event, which I'm excited for.
Yeah, we've got it. I'll tell you what, I've went back. I used to keep track of it. I don't keep track anymore, but I've put on roughly 150 fundraisers, and this is by far the most fun fundraiser you could possibly go to. It's called Uncorked. We're in our seventh year for this event, and it is at Embassy Suites. It's Friday, October 7th. It is awesome. You've got a live auction. You've got a silent auction. But here's where it gets fun. $50 donation to the Cancer Center for Healthy Living. There's 11 food vendors that are local. And being the director, I get to pick those food vendors if they choose to. And so it's people like Bob Eat at One World and Dave Alwyn at Echo Valley. It's all my favorite places that I go here in town, all hometown restaurants. They all donate their time. Food for 400, that's what they're required to bring. Most of them bring more. One World brings four different entrees. And then we have 11 wine and craft beer vendors. And they come in and they donate their time too and their product. And so you get to go and you get to taste all this wine and all these. I mean, I think last year there was 280 different types of wine, and there's 15 different types of craft beers. And, you know, you probably have the biggest assortment of food you could possibly, you know, if you walk out of there hungry, then you're not very smart, because it is fun. And to top it all off, you've got the we've got a raffle, we've got a live auction, we've got a silent auction. And we don't sit here with speakers and bore you and do all that. This is a party. We've got Cadillac Jack on stage, and they're performing this year, and they called me a couple days ago and said, "Hey, let's how long do you want us to perform?" And I said, "I don't know, a couple hours." And he goes, "Well, we'll do up to 4." So they're committed and ready to rock and have some fun. And the good thing is, again, 100% of the proceeds go to the Cancer Center for Healthy Living, and it all stays local. You can go to our website, cchlpeoria.org, cchlpeoria.org, and you can get online and check it out there, or you can give us a call, 693-8139.
What's the dress code for this event?
It's casual. It's dressy casual. I mean, there's some people last year that came in shorts. I don't suggest that. To me, it's a night to have some fun, and so whatever dressy casual means. But I mean, that's kind of how I look at it. I wear, you know, just some nice chilling clothes, Stacey. You just gotta relax and have some fun.
You never know with wine. Sometimes you think it's maybe a little formal, black tie, whatever.
You're dealing with me. I mean, you're dealing with I. There's no way I'm wearing black tie and stuffy and all of that. That's not what we do. It's a great time. We had 625 people there last year. That's a lot of people in one room. But the room at the embassy is so huge. Tickets are only $50 too. How are you going to beat that?
You can. I mean, to go out, have a few glasses of wine and some food from places like One World and so forth.
Yeah.
You can't beat $50 a person.
Right.
Let's take you back to the volunteers a little bit. If somebody's interested in volunteering with the Cancer Center, how would they do
that? They can call me or send me an email, or they can get on our website again at cchlpeoria.org, and there's a space on there you can click on and shoot us a note. And we have volunteers that do everything from volunteering with programs to stuffing envelopes to going out and running errands for us, like picking up auction items. We have volunteers that are on committees, on strategic plan. There are so many different things that you can do. And what I'm seeing right now is I'm seeing a lot of people knowing that the economy's tough, but what can I do for an agency to give back? And volunteering is the best thing you can do for us, because sometimes, even though we're always looking for funds, if I had to tell you how important volunteering is, you would not believe what it does to the bottom line just in man hours and things like that. And it gets people to know what our services are. You know, the Holt Center and the Cancer Center for Healthy Living, everybody had always said when I first came on board that, you know, this is the hidden gem in the community. Well, you know, I'm sick of being the hidden gem in the community. We are out and about now. We're talking all the time. We don't turn down any speaking engagements. And because these services are needed. And if you saw the people that walk through the doors that I see on a daily basis, you'll know at the end of the day what you're doing and how good of a job that the agency and the organization, your staff's doing. It just makes you feel good going home at night.
Volunteers are always necessary, but I think we still have some openings for sponsors for the Uncorked event. So.
That's right. Each year we try to gain sponsorship dollars, and that's how we have some great sponsors. We have people that have been with us from the get-go and just got something today from Ameren. And, you know, it's groups that step up, whether it's CORE or Caterpillar or PNC, I mean, Morgan Stanley, Smith Barney, you name it. These people step up, these corporate donors. You can get online or call me there, and I can talk to you. I can shoot you out the information, but I'll always throw in some tickets and some good pub for you where I can. And, you know, I like to say that whenever I look at a sponsor that I feel like it's one of the things that I do best is really take care of the sponsor and put my arm around them and thank them and know that they're getting a good deal and donating this money to us. And it starts, it could be any amount, but, you know, we have typically 500, 1,000, we have some $5,000 sponsors, and we have a $10,000 sponsor. So anything always helps. I know it's tough to remember numbers listening to the radio, but 693-8139 is our phone number. And you can ask for Matt.
And some of our live auction items are pretty exciting.
Oh, yes. We have this live auction that we tell the people who donate for that it's got to be valued over $500. So we've got the ceramic green egg grill. I mean, those things are really cool. I was just watching Bobby Flay cooking on one a couple nights ago. And we've got a trip to Naples. And we've got Rainbow Systems always gives us a basketball hoop. And one of the real cool, you know, glass ones that the NBA guys use. And we have all kinds of stuff. Brahms gives us a fur every year. There's a wide variety. We've always got something sports in there. This year we've got from the Seneca Golf Classic, one of our volunteers donated a Joe Montana Notre Dame autographed jersey. So there's all kinds of different things. And if you don't do something and bid on something in the live, you can do something in the silent. And we'd love for you to bid, but we also, if anybody wants to donate anything, give us a call.
I always love talking to leaders that are passionate about what they do. We're talking with Matt George of the Cancer Center for Healthy Living. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this week's In the Neighborhood with your hosts, Tim Johnson and Stacy Borjo. You can find out more about the show and listen to previous shows at PeoriaArea.com. Discover who's appearing on future shows and leave questions for future guests at PeoriaArea.com. Join us next week to find out what's happening around the Peoria area as Tim and Stacy talk to those who are making it happen in the neighborhood.
Hi, this is Tim Johnson of Traders Realty. I know that moving is an emotional experience. Meet my client, Mary Brownfield.
I was a realtor for over 40 years. I began referring to Tim Johnson several years ago because I realized he was a true professional. It didn't matter if they were first-time home buyers or if they were on the way up. He treated them all the same. Wasn't just a realtor to sell them a home. It was a friend later, and they talked good about him. Kind and honest.
I don't want to go in too much because you might think I'm his mother.
It's more than a transaction. It's your story.
Tim Johnson, realtor with Traders Realty, will tell your home story. Tim is a professional, does his homework, and will impress you with his attention to detail and work ethic. Bottom line, he'll help you sell or buy a home quickly and hassle-free. Call Tim today and start to move your story beyond expectation and into action. Tim Johnson, Realtor with Traders Realty. Find out more at timjohnsonrealtor.com.